You know, everybody knows that tomorrow they're going to take out three Sefer Torah, and in the last Sefer Torah, they're going to be reading about the Parshas Achodesh, which is Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. Rav Shamshon Aferel Hirsch translates Achodesh Hazeh Lachem to mean, this renewal is for you the beginning of all renewals, which means the beginning. It's like the beginning all over again. Starting a new year, in essence, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of a new year, and Pesach is the first of the festivals of the Yom Tovim of the new year. Now, on Pesach, since we're starting from the beginning, let's take a look. Let's take a look at something that's right at the beginning of Pesach. We're all familiar with the fact that at the Seder, we begin with a paragraph called Hol Lachma Anya. You know, you take the broken piece of the matzah, you hold it up, and you say, Hol Lachma Anya. This is the poor man's bread, which our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. But there is a discussion amongst those different Haggadahs in the printing of the Haggadah and in the language of the Haggadah. You'll find that there are some Haggadahs that say a different girsa. It says, Keho Lachmo Anya, like this bread of affliction. We just learned in our Chumash class that there's a difference between Bachatzos HaLaila and Kachatzos. When it says a kuf in front, it's a kuf adimyon, it means it's something like it, but not exactly it. Why is it that the beginning of the Haggadah sometimes, according to some Gerses, says Keho Lachma Anya, and some say Ho Lachma Anya? So the Chassam Sofer attacks the problem, and he says, Ho Lachma Anya, this is the poor man's bread that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt, is not for us to say today. But we today should say, Keho Lachma Anya, like this. Why is it not exactly the same? Why don't we say this is? Why is it not exactly the same? Why is it only somewhat similar? He says a very interesting thing. He says, you know why it's not similar? Because in Mitzrayim, there was a set time for the Jews to get out of Egypt. They were to be there for 210 years, and it was set that they were going to be there for that 210 years, and there was nothing they could do to get out any earlier. But we today, we're not exactly the same. It's true, we're in a little bit of an exile, a very comfortable one, unfortunately for many of us, sometimes too comfortable, but there's a lot we could do to get out. There's a lot we could do to get out of this exile. And he says, just read the rest of the paragraph. What does the rest of the paragraph say? Kol dichven yesei v'yechol. Anyone who wants, let him come and eat. What does this tell us? Says the Chassam Sofer, you can get out very quickly. I'll give you an easy mitzvah. Gedola tzedakah shemekarev eses ha-geula. Tzedakah is so great, it brings close the redemption. So I'm going to tell you what to do. You need people to come to your house. Invite them in so that they have what to eat. Give tzedakah. If you give tzedakah, it's amazing. Just by doing that, you're going to bring the exile to an end in a much more rapid fashion. All you got to do is do the simple mitzvah of tzedakah. Interestingly enough, take a look when you get a chance. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. Go to the first siman, the very first paragraphs dealing with the laws of Pesach, and in Siman Tov Chof Tes, you're going to see in the first law of Pesach, the Ramah says that it's a minig to give out flour to people so they can have flour to bake matzah. And to give out chitim, they gave out wheat, actually. We give out what is known as mo'os chitim. The very first law of Pesach is to give tzedakah and to help others to get to the point where they have what to eat for Pesach. So, that being the new beginning that we're in, and it's a new beginning, let me tell you very quickly about Tomchei Shabbos and how it started and what we're going to be doing about it. Everyone here in the school knows that every Friday we go around collecting for Tomchei Shabbos. I want you to know, I wrote out a check this week for $9,000 taken from Tomchei Shabbos. From money that you raised in the school. No one else contributes to this tzedakah. It's just from the school. And I just gave out $9,000, and I'm going to be giving more because it's Pesach. And to make Pesach is really, really tough. Want some examples? Groceries. My wife went shopping the other day. The bill was over $600. Meat, over $300. Matzah, shmura matzah, over $500. We did not buy fruits and vegetables yet. It's a fortune. What about people who can't make it? So Tomchei Shabbos comes along. What happened? Many years ago, it must go back about 30, 35 years ago already, maybe even more, where there's an organization in Borough Park called Tomchei Shabbos of Borough Park in Flatbush. So what they did, how this started was, there was a man, a Mr. Hirschkowitz, who had a garage, and he found out that his next-door neighbor was out of work and that the family was eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch on Shabbos. So he went to the neighbors on the block, and they collected funds, and they didn't want to give money to them. They thought it would embarrass them. So what they did is, they went and they bought fruits, vegetables, meat, chicken, cakes, challah, wine, all the needs of Shabbos, and they put it in a box, put it on their doorstep, rang a bell, and walked away. Slowly but surely, his garage became the depot, where not only that one individual, but many others who were in the same situation. They were not beggars. They were families of people who lost their jobs and just needed a little help to make Shabbos a little nicer. Ultimately, it's interesting to note that when these people got back on their feet, they became the biggest supporters of Tomchei Shabbos. Anyway, him and Elizabeth, we discovered that there were one or two families that were in that same boat. And so, what I would do is, I would go Thursday night to the Tomchei Shabbos depot in Borough Park. I'd pick up two packages, put them in my refrigerator downstairs in the basement to keep them cold. Friday morning, I would put them in my car, bring it here. A couple of the seniors knew who the people were, and they delivered the boxes and dropped them off. Became a problem when the summer came, because we didn't have school. So used to be that the kosher store over here was owned by someone in Borough Park. I would pick up the package, deliver it to him Friday morning. He would bring it to the JEC. Two seniors who were here for the summer would pick it up from his store, and they would deliver it to the people. And this went on for about a year or two, until we got to the point where we were giving out 5-6 packages, and it became unwieldy. So we decided we got to go on our own. We got to open up our own Tomchei Shabbos. And that's how it started. And Tomchei Shabbos is totally supported by you people. It is only from the funds that you people raise in the Friday collections and in the Shalach Manos program and in what's coming up now, which that Rabbi Rich is about to tell you about. But this is the way it got started, and this is the way it's supported. I told you I gave out a check for $9,000. By the end of the year, that will almost double. Almost double. Amazing. The applause is for you, because you did this and you can do it. And what you're going to do is to keep this going, to do this fantastic tzedakah, to say kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, whoever needs, let him come and eat. Keholach ma'ani, it's only going to be like Egypt. In Egypt, they couldn't get out by doing tzedakah. We can get out by doing tzedakah. So let's get together and work at the program that's about to be announced to you.
You didn't say how to bring it out.
No.
No, they can bring it
out. Yeah, we're going to do it like this, you know.